Date with Danger by Julia Chapman, read by Elizabeth Bower. One. Harry Furness was the happiest man alive. Standing atop his dais, he surveyed the packed auction mart, a full house, not a space left on the tiered seating that ran around three quarters of the ring, the aisle down below them crowded with people too. And in the ring itself, a succession of top-quality livestock, enough to get folk bidding and pushing up the prices. For an auctioneer in his prime, it was a joy to behold. Combine that with an unexpected win for Bruntcliffe Rugby Club at the weekend, and there was little more that could make a man happy. He glanced over to his right, to the petite figure sitting on the highest bank of seats. Surrounded by the bulk of farmers either side of her, she looked tiny, like a newborn Swaledale lamb amongst bruising Texel tups. Feeling the weight of his stare, she glanced up from the book on her lap and smiled. Dimples in her cheeks, her eyes holding his briefly before she looked away, cheeks afire, blonde hair falling over her face. Sarah Mitchell, the woman who'd captured Harry's heart, and who, by the end of the day, he hoped would have agreed to become his wife.
"We having an unscheduled break, Harry, or is the next lot coming any time soon?" shouted a dry voice from the other side of the grandstand. "Just, I'd like to buy some lambs while they're still technically lambs, is all."
Harry pulled his attention back to his job and grinned at his heckler.
"Right you are, John. Keep your hair on. What little you have left of it."
A bellow of laughter rose from the audience. Harry tipped his head at his colleague working the gate, and a small flock of plump Beltex ewes and lambs jostled into the ring. Gavel in hand, lead auctioneer and the happiest man alive, Harry Furness resumed working. Things weren't what they should be. For a man who'd worked so long in the same industry, he knew when something was up. From behind the cover of a block wall, he slowly took his phone out of his pocket and held it as steady as he could, the camera lens pointing into the pen at the figure leaning over the sheep. But his hands weren't as solid as they used to be, the slight tremors of age upon them now, and the shiny surface of the mobile was slipping in his arthritic grip. It would have to do. Whatever he captured, no matter how blurred, it would be better than nothing. Something to show Harry when the auction was over. The poor lad would be devastated, after all his hard work, to be repaid like this. In the background, another lot went under the hammer, Harry's loud voice booming around the ring, encouraging up the prices with his banter and his cheeky grin. Here, in the penning area, it was quieter, darker. Sold livestock neatly corralled awaiting collection. The alleyways between the blocks of pens deserted, folk drawn to the action of the auction. Just him and a few other yardmen down here, keeping an eye on things. Things like this. People where they shouldn't be, doing things they oughtn't to. A shuffle of movement from the enclosure, and he pulled back behind the wall as the figure turned, evidence in hand, before slipping out into the alleyway and hurrying away. He waited a moment, and then moved over to the pen, lifted the latch on the gate, and stepped inside. The sheep were chewing passively, nothing to indicate they'd been tampered with, which was to be expected, considering what he'd seen. What the hell was going on? Because this wasn't normal procedure. Preoccupied, he turned to leave.
"Sum it up."
The words came from a mean mouth in an even meaner face, eyes flint grey, black brows pulled over them. A man standing in the alleyway staring at him. Suddenly, the sanctuary of the auction ring seemed a long way off.
190 bid, 2, 210, your bid, 215, all out this side.
Harry cast his hand across the left-hand side of the arena, eyes scanning the crowd for those who had been bidding but had dropped out. A head twitched, no more than a tilt of a flat cap. He needed no further signal.
220,
he pounced, turning back to the original bidder.
220, your bid, 225, 230.
Pursed lips and a definitive shake of the head. Another one dropping out. Down to the last bidder. Harry could sense the natural closure coming.